They carefully watched death toll from COVID-19 may not fully capture the loss of life during the pandemic. Our analysis of state and federal mortality statistics for all causes show hundreds of additional deaths above normal this spring in the Northwest. And some or many of those may actually have been missed COVID fatalities. KUOW's Tom Bonsi has more.
If you've tuned into our newscasts at all over the past 4 months, you've heard us do the numbers.
The state health department confirmed 640 new coronavirus cases yesterday, pushing
the total. As reported, coronavirus cases increase across Oregon. Health officials are warning that if people don't
start. At least 1,409 people in our state have died from the coronavirus.
Those surging COVID case counts and deaths are troubling enough, but what if they underestimate the true impact of the pandemic? We asked the CDC and the Oregon and Washington State Health Departments for data on deaths from all causes, not just COVID-19.
I'm really looking at the total number of deaths and whether it was excess compared to what happened in the last few years could give some indication as to the total burden that COVID pandemic is producing in the community.
That's University of Washington professor Anirban Basu, one of several experts we consulted. Here's what we found. Between late March and early May, there was a spike in people dying from other causes alongside the peak in COVID fatalities. The preliminary numbers from the CDC show collateral damage spanned about 7 weeks in Washington, 6 weeks in Oregon. On a percentage basis, total deaths during the first 3 months of the pandemic rose about 3% above usual in Oregon and about 6% higher in Washington. Deaths beyond what you would normally expect are called excess deaths in the medical field. Washington State Health Officer Dr. Kathy Lofi says many of this spring's excess deaths might actually be unrecognized COVID cases.
A lot of the thinking is that they may be related to COVID in some way. If they have an underlying heart or lung condition, they can die from that heart condition or that lung condition, and it may not even be recognized sometimes that they really did have COVID-19.
The CDC tally of excess deaths shows the highest departure from normal since February among people with Alzheimer's and dementia. The stroke and diabetes categories also stand out. The disruptions of the pandemic could cause a more rapid decline in patients that were fragile to begin with. Carrie McBride is communications manager for the Washington State chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
You know, we're just hearing that the social isolation and the added stress of everything that's been happening and the disruption to people's routines, a lack of resources and respite, it's really taken a toll on these families.
This rings true for Susan Weber of Seattle. Her mother was in assisted living with late-stage Alzheimer's when the pandemic started, then caught the virus and died from it.
One thing that I learned through the Alzheimer's group was how much, you know, routine and continuity was important for not only their mental health, but just for slowing the decline.
The surge in excess death seems to have tailed off in the month of May in the Pacific Northwest. Lately, even with the ongoing COVID fatalities in the mix, the number of weekly deaths from all causes appears to be within the normal range. That trend ameliorates UW Professor Basu's concern.
That they may be either due to more attention being paid for these residents in long-term care facilities or because we are now capturing the COVID deaths more accurately.
Washington's Department of Health says it sped up the normally slow process of recording death certificates to support a rapid and informed response to the pandemic. Epidemiologists continue to search for sectors with excess deaths that could reveal unrecognized pockets of coronavirus needing attention. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.